Ladies and gentlemen, if we could begin. If everyone would please uncover, we'll begin with the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that sparkle banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
We'll bow our heads, please. Almighty God, Father of us all, we, your servants, turn to you for continuance of your blessings upon us. You who have spared us veterans from the grasp of our enemies, grant us the full understanding of your precious comfort. We thank you for the privileges of life and the blessings we enjoy through your graciousness in our country, the land in which we are given the freedom of speech, religion, and pursuit of happiness. Assist us to know you better and the wisdom to acknowledge you as the God of the universe and our ideal. In your mercy, may we the living find our peace. Grant us from above this day the challenge of high endeavor, the beauty of a humble spirit, the strong courage and will, without exertion, to come to glorify you, to praise you, and to love you to the end of time. Amen. I want to welcome everyone and thank you for coming. It's a great honor to see everyone here, take a few minutes to recognize the veterans and spend time with them. We certainly do appreciate your presence, and thank you very much for coming. I'd like to follow with a song from Bosun's mate, Mike Williams.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. She took out pen and paper to trace her memory. She looked up to heaven, and the words she said were these. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And oh, I'd love to see him just one more time, you see. All I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So, Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall? She said he really missed the family, being home on Christmas Day, and he died for God and country in a land so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three, but Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. memories and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall? And Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?
Thank you, Mark, for that wonderful rendition. We're honored today with a guest speaker who's comes from a family who's noted for distinguished service to our nation during war. And as a member, he is a member of our community who has also distinguished himself through innumerable acts of service to our country. A friend of all and known by anybody in this community, I'd like to introduce Rick Morgan as our guest speaker.
Thanks, George. Thank all of y'all for being here and supporting our veterans. I'm honored to be able to say a few words. They've asked me to keep it brief, and I'll certainly try and do that. Recently, William Prince, the founder of Princeton, was honored, and he was one of our first veterans. He was a veteran of the Revolutionary War. Caldwell County has been represented in every war since then. We're thankful for them. We're grateful for them. And I just want to make two points here today. The first one, and my uncle told me this story when all the young men from World War II were dismissed from the service. They came home, and back then baseball was a big thing, and Their field, their baseball field out here where CVS is now, they lost the field to it, didn't have a place to play. They all got together. They were able to, out here where the American Legion is, where the baseball fields are now, they got together wanting to buy the ground to make a baseball field. Mr. Ratliff donated the land. It was in bad shape. Water stood. They had other problems. And a lot of the veterans went out there and they drained the fields. They dug ditches. They put in tiles. They built the largest field that's there now. And there is no telling how many young people, that's been almost 75 years ago, and there's no telling how many young people have used those fields since then, probably, you know, in the thousands. And it couldn't have been possible without the veterans volunteering their time. They just had to do everything themselves. One of the main ringleader of the group was Jewel Patterson, and I'm glad to see his daughter here today. And my uncle said Jewel was the mover and shaker of the group. And all through the years, all the veterans of all the wars have done things for Princeton. And the last point I want to make, I've been privileged in almost the last 50 years to see the veterans put on military graveside services for funerals. And they have done it in all kinds of bad weather, and they've done so many of them. And it's been a different group as the years go by. And even though maybe the ranks are a little smaller now, they still do it. The families appreciate it. I think everybody appreciates it. And we are thankful to all these men, not only these that do it today, but the ones that have done it in the past, of giving of their time as a last salute to their fallen comrades. So Thank all of y'all for being here. God bless all the veterans, and God bless the USA. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick, for those inspiring words. We really appreciate it, and we know that they were heartfelt and sincere. Again, Mike has another song for us.
I knew a man taught in Kansas, and he said few folks ever knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left the boys, came back a man. Still so many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. Look in his eyes, or the tears that he cried, as he said these words to me. All gave some gave all, some to truth for red, white, and blue. Had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. That some gave all. Sandy Kane is no longer here. As they echo throughout our land, for all his friends who gave this all, stood their ground and stood the call to help their fellow man. Love your country and live with pride, but don't forget those who died. America, can't you see? All gave some gave all, some the truth for red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberty and recall.
Thank you, Mike, for that very meaningful moment. Commander, would you place the wreath of honor at our memorial? Commander, render honors to our veterans.
Thank you.
Let's bow our heads with prayer, please. Almighty God, Father of us all, we, your servants, turn to you for your continuing blessing upon us. You who spared us combat veterans from the grasp of our enemies, grant us the full understanding of your precious comfort. We thank you for the privileges of life and the blessings we enjoy through your graciousness to our country, the land in which we are given freedom of speech, religion, and the pursuit of happiness. Continue your presence with us, and always, and may we continue to serve you faithfully. Amen. I'd like to take this moment to thank the Princeton Homeschool Interact Club for the coffee, hot chocolate, and cookies. We sure appreciate your recognition, and I know the audience enjoyed that. And I'd like to extend also an invitation to the VFW for meatballs and chips. And it's just a few minutes of interaction and service, and we appreciate it. Are you having a ceremony? Also, there will be a ceremony at the Confederate Veterans Monument, and I would ask with reverence to it too while they're doing their service. With that, thank you so much for coming. We certainly appreciate your support. You don't know how much it means to our veterans and to all of us to have you come out and take a few minutes and recognize us. And again, we thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.